Thank you for attending. I have Gary's iPad. Can you state your name for the record?
Mute. I unmuted. This is Gary Klein.
Thank you, Gary Klein. And I'm going to mute you again.
Okay.
The phone number ending in 0301, can you state your name for the record, please?
Hi, Danielle. Mike Murphy.
Thank you, Mike. I'm going to mute you now.
Good.
The phone number ending in 1255, can you state your name for the record, please?
Larry Obrist.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Larry Obrist.
Thank you so much. I'm going to mute you now.
Pardon me?
Larry, I'm going to mute you, okay?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Now, this is Richard. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Richard.
Good, thank you.
So I have, right now I have four participants and all commissioners. So I've got Gary Klein, actually, I'm sorry, three participants and all the commissioners. I've got Gary Klein, Larry Orbist, and Mike Murphy. Okay. And that's it. So you can start the meeting whenever you would like.
All right. Well, with that in mind, we will call the meeting to order. Danielle, would you do a roll call, please?
Yeah, let me make sure Ken is unmuted. There we go. Okay. Joe Spear?
Here.
Sharon Hartung?
Here.
Ken Range?
Here.
Richard Heath?
Here. Okay, are there any modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda?
No.
No.
I would like to add one item, please.
Sorry.
No.
That's right.
Who's adding the item? Is that Gary?
Yeah, that's Gary speaking.
Okay. Go ahead.
Information item E, political signs.
Okay. All right. So I heard from everybody else, no changes or additions. Does anybody want to declare potential conflict of interest?
No.
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 And I declare none. So I take a motion on the approval of the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as written with the change of information item E.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Joe and a second by Sharon to approve the agenda with the addition of information item E. Any further discussion?
No.
Hearing none, Danielle.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
And Richard, just so you're aware, Martha Rice and Court Boyce are also on the line.
Okay, thank you. All right, that moves us to public comments. Do you have public comments, Danielle?
I did receive one public comment from Mike Murphy regarding action item B. It states, respectfully ask that the commission board move to table this motion to give port manager the okay to ask for funds of wastewater treatment plant for the port, postpone indefinitely. And that was on action item B.
All right. Anybody on the phone want to make a public comment?
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Certainly, please.
You know, we've been watching, I've been watching this, the whole thing with former BC Fisheries and now Pacific Seafoods and working with DeFazio's office, I'm going to have a resolution before the board on the 14th. I'd be very surprised if they weren't unanimous in their support. And so obviously I just want to communicate to the Brookings Harbor Port commissioners that this direction you're going and the extent that the port manager Dillinger and staff have put this together, I think it has a very good chance. I think it's very important in the county. I can't commit now, but I'd be, again, very surprised if we didn't fully support this. So I just want to offer that and not take up too much time, but thank you for letting me address the board.
Thank you, Commissioner Boyce. Anybody else? Okay, hearing none, then let's move to action item A, draft resolution number 2021-02, sorry. Business Oregon Commercial Rent Relief Program. Gary?
Yeah, a couple months ago, I addressed the board that we submitted to Business Oregon several tenants that were behind in payments due to COVID. There were five applications that were submitted, and five were actually selected in the second round. And the second round requires a application to be submitted from the landlord, and we basically need approval from the board to submit these applications. And that's what the resolution is stating.
Okay, so let me make sure I fully understand what this is. So this will be payment of the rent by Business Oregon for these five people?
Yes, during a period of time, I think it was last year between February and October.
Yes.
And part of this agreement comes with additional terms. If they do pay this back payments, that we cannot evict these tenants. They have relief all the way up to August of this year. So that's the only thing I noticed, there was additional terms and conditions on this plan. Okay.
So in looking at the list that you have here, I see Corey Sample listed. Would that then relieve his mortgage fee debt to the port?
Yes, it would relieve majority of it, yes.
So that would pretty much bring him up to the current lease requirement then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And that, as I remember, was the only outstanding one we had. Is that correct?
Outstanding.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about the mortgage when we went back and dealt with Mike Smith and Corey. Those were the two.
Right. Yep. Okay. Corey's the last one that's outstanding that we dealt with.
All right. Gotcha. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't state that very well. Okay. So, commissioners, any discussion or thoughts on this?
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
Or a question, really. So we don't really know how much the state is going to be contributing to each one, do we?
Yeah, we've submitted our cost. Those non-payment.
Okay, so yeah. They would be sending, or it would be whatever it is that you submitted.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
And is this a guarantee for these people not being selected? Is this a guarantee for them to get this money?
Don't know yet. So the landlord has to submit stuff, and also the tenant has to submit stuff. So as long as both individuals submit everything, I don't know if there's another round or lottery pick of this, but this is the next step that we got to do.
So I guess my last question is, if one of these people came in and wanted to pay their bill in hope, you know, because they don't know if they're going to get it or not, would we be accepting that payment or letting them know that they've been put in this and give them extended time to see this through? How do you want to do that?
Well, we're going to know by Friday. Friday.
Oh, we'll know pretty quick. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll know by Friday then. Okay.
Plus, they've had to be notified to fill out their paperwork.
Yeah, that's correct. And if they fail to fill out the paperwork, then they lose that opportunity.
Okay. Further discussion?
Not here, Richard.
All right. Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve draft resolution number 2021-02, authorizing signature for Business Oregon Commercial Rent Relief Program.
Okay, looking for a second.
Second. This is Ken, I second.
I got it, Ken. Okay, so We have a motion by Joe and a second by Ken on draft resolution 2021-02. Any further discussion?
No.
Hearing none. No. Danielle, go ahead.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, that moves us to draft resolution number 2021-03, supporting funding efforts for a wastewater treatment plant. Gary?
02, wasn't it? 03.
03 for the treatment.
Yeah, this resolution is concerning Congressman Peter DeFazio's accepting applications for individual community funding projects within the 4th District of Oregon. And part of the application is looking for resolution of support for the project passed by local, county, and state governments. DeFazio's has a deadline April 15th to submit these documents. I'm looking for the port to pass this support resolution for this possible funding. Part of his application does say that this is a long process, so it's going to take time to go through, the federal government, and it may not even go through. But I think this is something that's a worthwhile venture to submit for funding for this kind of a project.
Okay, so to be clear, what we're doing here is we're basically trying to get our oar in the water to be the recipient of some federal funding down in place. And we're not in, at this point, we're certainly not even at the design stage or even past the feasibility stage, but this is an opportunity for us to seek some federal funding that's gonna probably be kind of a one-time opportunity. Does that pretty much sum it up?
That's correct. That's the way I understand it.
Okay. As part of my day to day, I talked to Lori Steele, who is the executive director of the West Coast Seafood Processors Association, in relation to pretty much this same thing. And what she told me is that the Port of Coos Bay, or Charleston, is actually kind of in the same place we are, only they don't have the planning already identified in their strategic business plan like we do. So they're going to try and do this as well. By this, I mean get involved with this funding opportunity that's out there. And they further stated, or she further stated, that what probably we are going to try and do or should try and do is to work with her, DEQ, and the Port of Charleston, so we have a common discussion about these sorts of items. So the reality that is facing the ports now is that the DEQ has new regulations, and the fish processors have a choice of trying to get a 900J general discharge permit or apply for an individual permit to deal with their waste. And those could be, especially the individual permit, could be very expensive because it's going to require a lot of testing and support that'll be paid for by the applicant. So the issue that we're faced with and that Coos Bay is faced with is the potential that our fish processing plant may not be able to get a permit or may have such an expensive list that they're not interested in seeking a permit. So in the best interest of the port, it appears to me that we should certainly support this funding opportunity and then go into the, once we find out how we stand on that, go into the next level of discussion, which is feasibility. if we were able to do some tertiary treatment of the waste coming out of the fish plant and also the stormwater drain water that we're seeing, and we could discharge that into the harbor sanitation sewer lines, that would give us a huge leg up on other places that are going to be struggling with this. And it could potentially allow us to have other fish processing companies want to come in here and talk about expanding the fish processing opportunities for the port. So this is something that's kind of a happening issue right now, and it has primarily to do with that DEQ permit process that's coming out. So any discussion among the commissioners?
Not for me, Richard.
Okay.
I have a comment, Richard.
Go ahead, Ken.
Wastewater and raw sewage treatment are not the same thing. Raw sewage plants require licensed operators that are extremely expensive. The sewage treatment plants are licensed with DEQ. We, the port, pay Harbor San and Brookings for our sewage disposal. The port SDC charges go to both. The Brookings treatment plant has a permit with DEQ to discharge into the ocean. DEQ has been asked and denied permits for new outflow lines from the California border to Brookings on several occasions. A Brookings treatment plant has the necessary capacity for the fisheries due to the Borax subdivision not being completed. If we as a port are going to support commercial fishing, we need a fish processor with a wastewater treatment plant permit. That's it.
Okay. Sharon, do you have anything to say?
Well, I think that we should go with the first step, and then if it does come around to where we do have the opportunity to receive this money, then it can come back to us for much further discussion.
Well, I mean, yes, I agree. And anything that we're going to do infrastructure-wise, just about step one is going to be, well, how are we going to pay for it? So whereas this is not a guaranteed slam dunk, it's certainly an opportunity to seek federal funding at a time where the political climate appears to me to be leaning toward infrastructure development. Most of what I have heard about the current administration's idea is that they're looking for infrastructure that will help improve environmental quality, if you will. So this certainly is going to be in that same realm. I think Ken makes a good point here that talking about a wastewater treatment plant to treat material coming out of a fish processing plant and possibly industrial stormwater isn't a sewer plant. So anyway, any further discussion?
No.
No.
All right. No. I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. This is Ken. I'll make a motion to approve draft resolution 2021-03 supporting funding efforts for a wastewater treatment plant.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Ken and a second by Sharon to approve 2021-03, draft resolution 2021-03. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Danielle?
Ken?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, let's move then to draft resolution 2021-04, port rates for fiscal year 2021-22. Gary?
Yes, the board approved the rate increases in our last meeting, that last regular commissioner meeting. This resolution just memorializes that approval.
Okay, and to be clear on the record, as I remember, what we approved was basically the annual inflation adjustments.
That's correct.
Okay.
And it was only on mortgages and our lease tenants that was, and our equipment rates. Beyond that, everything else stayed the same.
Okay. All right, commission discussion.
I have none.
No. Okay.
No.
I'd entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve draft resolution 2021-04, port rates fiscal year 2021-22.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Joe and a second by Sharon to approve draft resolution. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Danielle?
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Item E, Port Employee SDIS Healthcare Plan Application Renewal. Gary?
Yeah, this time of the year where we renew our healthcare plan for our employees. This current healthcare plan with SDIS, which is Special District Insurance Services, they're going to go up 10.5% for the 2021 plan year. We requested review of other plans, and there's one plan that came back. The only problem, well, came back a little bit lower than what we're currently paying, but the benefits for our employees are a lot less. We would have to supplement the iVision plan, which, you know, cut the cost of the price difference. So we'd like to continue going with SDIS healthcare plan for this next year.
Okay, and this is, as you said, this is a plan we've been using for our employees for some time?
Yes.
And this is through Special Districts Insurance Services, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, commission discussion.
No,
if the employees and the staff is feeling it's adequate insurance for them, then by all means, if needs.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, entertain a motion on this one.
I'll make a motion to approve the SDIS Employee Health Care Plan for the 2021 plan year and allow the port manager to sign the contract.
Looking for a second?
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion by Sharon and a second by Joe to approve the healthcare plan. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Danielle?
Joe?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, that moves us to information items, starting with the Roy Davis Memorial Fund update. Gary?
Yes. Right now, our memorial fund is at $3,270. That's through in-person donations as well as the GoFundMe. The comments that we got back so far, majority of them majority of the comments would like to see a bench of some type and the location along the boardwalk. So that's what we got so far. I think at the next meeting, next regular special meeting, I'll probably bring in more information about benches and maybe possible location for the board to just to review and discuss.
Okay.
Any questions?
Any questions or comments for Gary?
No.
I have none.
No, not at this time.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Action item B, regular commission meeting, April 20th.
Yeah, I put this on the agenda just to let everybody know that we're canceling this meeting due to the conflict of the League of Women's Voters candidate forum that's going to have on the same night, same time. Just kind of put it in there if the commissioners want to comment on this item.
Okay. Any comments, questions?
No.
No.
All right, move to information item C, special commission meeting, April 13th.
Yeah, this meeting here, I might be having this meeting concerning, we're working on a change order with Legacy, so I might have that ready before the meeting. If I don't have that ready, or the amended reinstated lease with Pacific Seafood, if that's not ready, then we'll just cancel the meeting and probably move it all towards the end of the month on the 29th. So it's probably more likely we'll probably cancel this meeting, but I'll let everybody know if we do have that meeting. But those are probably the two items that will be on the meeting agenda if we do have a meeting.
Okay. While we're on this topic, I'd like to thank the other commissioners for indulging moving these meetings to 6 o'clock. That was my request. These both happen to fall on days in which the Pacific Fisheries Management Council is meeting to do the ocean salmon season. So I'm not normally done with those meetings until 5 or later. So this was an accommodation for me and I appreciate it. Go to a special meeting on the 29th, information item D.
Yeah, this meeting here, Jack Aiken is scheduled to have some drawings for the FEMA projects, and he'll have a presentation to present to the board on the dredge equipment that we're proposing, and also have a question and answer of the project itself before we move any further with permitting and planning. So pretty exciting stuff. The drawings I've seen so far are looking pretty good.
Okay. So this will be the kind of the next step in this long-awaited project, correct?
That is correct. Yes, okay. It is.
All right. Any comments or questions for Gary?
No.
All right. Hearing none. Political signs.
Yeah. Yesterday evening, the county roadmaster came in with some political signs that he removed from the county right-of-way roads, and also they're here in the office if you'd like to pick them up. Some were Gary Klein, some were Mike Murphy, and some were from Larry Jonas. So just be aware, don't put them on county roads, the right-of-ways. I guess they got a complaint and they had to go around and pick them up. And also, we got a call a couple of days ago from Harris Beach, and there was a sign that was placed on their private property, and they picked that sign up. So they have a sign there if anybody wants to pick that sign up. So this is kind of...
I also received a call from ODOT about signs that were on the 101, the highway right away. So just be cautious about where you're putting your signs.
Right. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. That brings us to commissioner's comments. Let's start with Sharon.
Well, start with me. Okay, so I did a lot of walking all the docks, and I have to say that as far as the sport basin and the commercial basin on the Coast Guard side, they seem to be really good. And Joe and I both walked the commercial on the other side, and it really needs some attention. And so hopefully, I know that it costs a lot of money to bring things up to standard where they should be, but some areas really, really need some attention because the docks really sway. If you walk on them, they tip, and there's an issue with some of the very large vessels chewing up the wood in the front. And so I noticed that the little Joe's boat has a steel plate in the front that seems to protect the wood and the dock. And so I don't know, maybe that's something we can look into. But everything else, you know, seems to be good everywhere else. So that's a good thing. It's just that one whole side. It's going to be a lot of dollars to bring that up to standard where it should be. As far as the fishing pier, I toured that and noticed that, you know, we had some issues that could be safety issues as far as trip and fall, but the port staff has taken care of that today. So I really want to thank them very much for taking care of that. And thank you, Richard, for what you do for the community on the fishing part too. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, Joe.
I haven't got much to say. I walked with Sharon. It was a little bit of fun. But I haven't got nothing to say.
Okay.
Thanks for all your stuff you do, Richard, there at PFMC.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Well, I said thanks for all the stuff you're doing there at PFMC at the meetings.
Thank you. Ken?
I love the asphalt on the exit of the RV and the filling of the potholes and the repair of the fishing pier. I think the public is enjoying it very much. That's the comments I've heard. So that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, since it's been mentioned, today was the first day of our April meeting to do salmon seasons. It's going to be a little bit of a heavy lift, it looks like. We're having to deal with the change in the model base period, which has made the model outputs entirely different than what we've dealt with in the past. Today, we sat down with California and talked about kind of a share of the impacts that are available. Just to kind of put that in perspective, between the two states, including recreational and commercial, we're talking about sharing just a little over 7,000 fish. So we're not talking a lot, but again, those are mixed stocks. So those are mixed in with the Sacramento fish primarily. So we'll end up with a season out of it, but it's not going to be very robust. It appears right now, after day one, which is early, but it appears like we're going to probably go forward on the recreational side with alternative one from Cape Falcon to the California border anyway. The commercial side got some work to do. And part of the problem with the work is that when we put in model inputs and we change dates, between Northern and Central Oregon, it changes the model output in the form of fishing transfer. So it assumes people will move. And so that thing's getting to be complicated. I know that's more detail than you want, but at any rate, we're moving forward. The first round will go to the council on Thursday at 11 o'clock. And so we'll read that into the record. Then they assign that to the modeling group to go out and model, and then we'll come back and adjust as necessary with the idea of having that season done by the 15th. So that's the update on that. So at our next meeting on the 13th, if we have it, I'll be able to give you an update, and by the 29th, you'll know what's gonna happen. So, okay, so this puts our next regular meeting on Tuesday, May 18th, 2021 at 6 p.m. Anything further for the good of the cause before we adjourn?
No.
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 Yeah, I'd like to voice for his interest in attending. And with that, we will adjourn the meeting.